Grab your cocktail shaker, kick back, and get ready for the big fat party. Greg and his band of unintelligibles are back, mixing, drinking, reviewing, and discussing Bloody Marys and all that goes with them. My Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast, where you'll never drink alone.
Welcome to the award-winning My Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast, where you will never drink alone. And I want to say a special hello to all of our new listeners. Holy cow, we're picking them up all over the world, and it's great. Most are from the U.S., but God dang it, we're all over the place.
What's a country that's making a good showing?
We had a lot of new people in Guam this week. Okay. I mean, that's not a huge...
Not a big
population there, but we had 17 new listeners from Guam, and I don't even know what the language they speak there, but
I don't either.
But welcome aboard.
Not even sure. Yeah, I'd have to search for it on a map.
I would too. And if I had done my homework, I would have done that, Mike. But you hit me out of the blue with that question. So That's all I got.
You know, the people in Guam have us over, and then we'll learn all about your country.
I would love. Yeah,
wouldn't that be great? Trip to Guam, Bloody Marys.
I'm down. We're coming to you from the studios of the Bloody Mary Concert Series. And let me tell you, Mike, I don't think I even told you this yet. I've already revealed who my guest is. Mike Scott, welcome.
Yes.
But I have 4 concerts lined up for the Bloody Mary Concert Series, and every freaking one of them are just outstanding. I'm really excited. We haven't signed contracts yet, whatever, so I'm not...
Oh, you can't say anything.
I'm not going to say anything.
Awesome.
At this point, but yeah, it's coming. And if you're not connected to... Just look up Bloody Mary Concert Series, you know. Nikki Lane played here one time a year or so ago. She said, well, I just... She was really drunk. Yeah, she really was. She actually passed out on stage. Oh, nice. I got her. Bullet Rye, that's her drink. And anyway, she got up, she woke up, and she started talking about the venue. And she said, yeah, I remember about this venue. We talked a little bit about it. And I just put it on the computer, Bloody Mary Concert, and bam, there it was. So we're not too hard to find. Remarkable is that we're being fueled by...
That's not remarkable.
No, I guess not. But we're
standard.
We're being fueled by La Crosse Distilling Company's Field Nose Vodka. So their corn-based vodka is just that. Like, it's 100% Midwestern organic yellow dent corn. And besides the yeast, you got to have the yeast and the enzymes they use to break down the sugars in the corn, there's nothing else used to make the spirit. I just had a martini, as you know. I was sitting out on the front step having the... it's been a long week, Mike. It's double distilled and filtered for a nice, easy finish. I'm Greg Took, your host, and God damn it, I'm glad to have you aboard,
Mike Scott. I am happy to be here.
Mike Scott.
I found out recently that this is what they call the Forgotten Week or the...
Oh, yeah, see, this little
the
pocket.
Forgotten Week, yes.
The little it's like a bass player and a drummer. They have that pocket. There's just this little space between Christmas and New Year's. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that is exactly what I'm talking about. So
yeah, I love it.
It's good to be here.
No, this is great to have
you. And I bet there are a lot of Bloody Marys consumed during this week.
I think it's the season.
Yeah, it is.
I think it is. You got to deal with your in-laws and all of that. And Bloody Mary is... it's an acceptable, it's socially acceptable thing to drink in the morning.
It is.
You know, like if you're having a gin and tonic at 10 o'clock, you're
people
a raging alcoholic. You know, but there's that celery coming out of some tomato juice cocktail.
I said this on a previous podcast, but it is medicine. I've been battling this little cold to have a really... just a nicely mixed Bloody Mary and hit it with a little hot sauce. And boy,
yeah, absolutely.
And that vitamin C and the tomato juice, it's good for you.
Yeah, I think so.
In moderation.
In moderation, yeah. For moderate to severe, moderate to severe sobriety, it's right. indicated by healthcare professionals.
What's up on Facebook, guys?
And I don't judge either. Hey, what's going on social media, Mike? You're kind of my social media intern.
I am just this.
Because you're a college
I'm
kid.
I'm just this influencer and just always.
Yeah, I know.
In with the movers and shakers. And
There was a question. We put one out every
great
every week.
Question.
Yeah.
A very useful question because I am always looking for interesting things to watch on TV.
Yeah,
it is winter here in Wisconsin, and so
totally self-serving question. I did it just for my own benefit.
Yes,
I use our listeners and our followers. I use them. I'm terrible.
And got some great suggestions. Now, my answer. Oh, so let me get to the question.
Yes. Yes. Start there. Start there.
You've got a pitcher of bloodies.
Mm-hmm.
What show are you going to binge?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you my answer. Oh. And I'm surprised by my answer, actually.
You're surprising yourself?
I am. I have surprised myself. Okay. So, my wife said, hey, let's...
Holly, who is just a gem. You're a lucky man.
I am. I am indeed.
You really are.
She said, let's watch The Crown. And I'm like, I have no interest in
I never
the
have.
British royalty whatsoever.
Right.
I got totally hooked.
The Crown.
The Crown, yes.
Yeah, I've never seen a single episode of it.
And I came in late. Apparently, the earlier episodes, it's pretty much Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah.
From the time she was a child till she just recently, she just recently passed. So, great show. I just really enjoyed it. But anyway, that was my answer.
Okay.
People had different answers, and they were all good. Perry Sexhour, three shows.
Perry again?
Perry.
That guy, he's stalking us. I swear to God. He is up on all these questions.
You know, it makes sense that he would follow this podcast.
Yeah.
He was just recently end his reign as Irishman of the Year.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
And you know, if you are a dyed-in-the-wool Irishman, you're going to like this podcast and everything we talk about.
I would like to think so.
But Perry said three sheets with Zane Lamprey. Never heard of it.
I don't know
And
either.
I saw your comment. You had not heard of it either.
Nope.
But he says it's old, but so are we. So I was wondering how we might have missed that.
Yeah,
But you said you might be able to find it on YouTube. Thomas Peterson said Naked and Afraid.
Okay, I have heard of that.
I have seen a few episodes.
Have you?
It sounds enticing.
Are they literally naked?
They are naked. But yeah, Naked and Afraid. And, you know, I was intrigued by it because, you know, normally when, you know, when I hear the word naked, I tend to pay attention. But I have watched it and there's just something about them being so exposed out there in the woods. I mean, they're just trying to survive.
Sure. Aren't we all? Any other funny or cool things?
Saw? Well, there's a couple of good ones.
I don't get on the
Jessica
internet.
Heflin said Deadliest Catch. American Pickers.
Yeah. Oh, I love that one. I've watched that. Those guys they're fun. I want them to come. Well, one of them was in La Crosse, actually.
Yes, and actually had such a good time. I think he was here on official business.
Yeah.
But now it just comes every Oktoberfest.
Yeah, for Oktoberfest. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yep. She also said Top Chef. I've heard of that show. I have not seen it.
Mm-hmm. Ashley Sharp said Broad City, or what is it? No, yeah, Broad City? Have you heard of that?
I don't know that one.
I'm curious. I'm saving this, and my son and I have, I told you last week, we're re-watching 24 Jack Bauer, and I don't have a lot of time to explain that, Mike. I don't have time to explain, but we're coming to the end of that, and so I'm looking for a new show.
Okay.
I put this out, really, as I said, I'm using our listeners to get some good tips. Keep them coming. Keep them coming.
Steve Kragness said, Curb Your Enthusiasm. I have not seen the show,
yeah,
but I follow Curb Your Enthusiasm Coop, you're
enthusiasm. Try it again. Let's try it.
Sound it out. Curb your enthusiasm.
Curb, yes.
I follow them on Instagram, and every clip I watch is really funny, but I haven't seen the show.
Oh, I'm going to follow that show. Yeah, I have seen, a season of it, but that's pretty damn funny, that stuff.
And, Brian Holt said he's not watching TV. He is listening to the Brian Setzer Orchestra.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, pitcher's gone after the first two songs.
Of the Stray Cats. Yeah, and I have to clarify. It was more, when I asked the question, I posed it as, you've got a pitcher of Bloody's and you're going to binge watch. And a lot of people pointed out, that picture is going to last like one episode. So, right. I mean, okay, you can reload that, you can have another one or something else.
Yeah.
I think they understood the spirit of the question.
All right, your all-time favorite TV shows.
Yeah.
Well, right off the top of your head, go ahead.
The Wire.
Oh, yes.
It's the one and only answer, right? Seriously. Breaking Bad, The Sopranos.
Love The Sopranos. That's my answer. I do.
That's my trinity, basically. Those three shows. Yeah. So last week, remember, you were here, weren't you?
I was.
We reviewed, and I did not send you home with the sauce. Usually I send you home with a little bit, some residual, and I totally blew that off. But
I figured you wanted to keep it for yourself because it was damn good.
It was really good. The company was Binko's. Yeah. And I'll tell you what. I'll let you go to my refrigerator and grab one of those. I've been enjoying them all week. Really. And that was a fun episode we did. So Lynn Miller's been on vacation, so we don't have her. So I had to kind of put in a big liquor song, and that's what we're gonna do again today. Just to practice, we're just in basement.
We have to give Lynn some time off.
She deserves it. God damn it, she works her ass off for this show. So, yeah, today you're still not gonna hear Lynn Miller. So if you want to just sign off right now, go ahead. I understand.
See you next week, folks. Yeah.
What's the word of the day?
The word of the day is mix. What are the odds we're going to say that?
Mix?
As we review a mix. And mix up Bloody Marys.
Okay. Well, we have three of them today that we're going to be...
three separate mixes.
Yeah. Oh. The company is Sundry Mornings Bloody Mary. And then we're also doing their rim salt. So we're going to salt up our rims. But Sundry Mornings is the company. And yes, three mixes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a chance to talk to Miranda, and she's awesome. I haven't even tasted this yet, but I just have a sneaking suspicion that these are going to be some good mixes. It's made at a place called Ballman's Family Apple Butter, and I don't know how to pronounce this. It's in Pennsylvania. Where is that, Mike?
Sassamansville. Sassamansville.
Okay.
Pennsylvania.
And
I bet that's pretty old because, Pennsylvania's on that side. Things are pretty old over there.
It kind of started for this country, before... natives
you
were overtaken.
About Johnny Appleseed when you're in grade school?
Sure,
and he went and planted all these. Johnny Appleseed was a drunk. He was planting these apples for cider.
He was what? Wait, what?
Yes.
He was drunk?
Drunk. He was stumbling around planting trees because he wanted lots of apples out there so people could make cider.
Yeah. Well, okay.
That's what I heard.
Thank you. I believe you. I do. So let's, I don't know. You want to have a drink? All right. So we have three iterations here. We've got the original, we've got the spicy, and we've got the smoky. How should we do it, Mike? I carry so much.
What's the lineup?
So they have the original,
Well, that's we have to start with that.
Bloody Vampire Slayer. Yeah, but do you want vodka with that, or you want to just do it bareback? Or
let's put the vodka in. If we've got three of them, let's not waste any time.
What's a girl got to do to get a little vodka around here?
God,
this is really interesting.
Such a lush.
She only made, this is Miranda from Sunday Morning's Bloody Mary, only made in August when the tomatoes are at their peak.
Right.
And when she runs out, she runs out. That's it.
Yep.
Next August.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I went onto the website and it said out of stock. And when we were talking, I pointed that out and she said, oh, no, we're back. I got to update that. So you can, if you end up thinking this is good, you can still buy it online.
Wow,
so.
You just opened that.
That's, yeah, can you smell it?
That garlic.
This garlic there. Yeah, it's very garlic forward. And she has a friend who grows garlic. And so this is everything, 98%, I believe, she said, is locally sourced.
Wow.
And they're kind of small scale. They sell at farmers markets and, a little bit online. But, yeah, everything's locally sourced and obviously handcrafted. We're going to do this first one, Mike, just because I'm the big shot and I'm running the show. We're going to do it with Field Notes Vodka. But our next one, we're going to do with bourbon.
As recommended by Miranda.
Miranda recommends bourbon, so we'll do that. So we're going to have two drinks under our belt, at least, by the time we're done. So
I've done
gone
it before,
ahead.
Folks. Don't worry.
Yeah. Don't try this yourselves. We are trained professionals.
We do our own stunts. We do not have people to come in drinking for us.
That's right. That's right.
Wow.
So,
that is garlicky. Yes, if I was a vampire, I would be dead by now.
You'd run for your life, wouldn't you? Yeah. So, and, the other thing that we've added.
If you cared about a girl's needs, you'd start with some garnish.
Is the garnish corner. And I'm excited for you, Mike. Today's garnish is kind of a big deal. Well, it's really a big deal. It's a beef jerky from the Sonoran Butcher Shop in Colorado.
Oh.
And, so I'm going to toss a little bit of that into your drink, and I hope you don't find that too intrusive. But this stuff is very unique.
It's
thin and crispy. Yeah. It's a little different than what we get around here, but it's amazing. My brother was recently out there meeting my other brother and brought some back because that's what he does.
Oh, it's like cardboard paper.
Yeah, give it a taste though. Holy cow!
Mm.
I think there's might be a couple of these butcher shops. They're just called the Sonoran Butcher. Isn't that good?
Yeah, very good.
It's kind of crispy, but a little bit of spice. This is the spicier, they have one that's not as spicy, but okay. Have you already hit
this?
Okay. And I'm going to be a little bit critical here. The Bloody Vampire Slayer. That's what we're having. I can hardly read that label. You see that? Take a look at the, I'll hand you the bottle.
There's no way I can read that.
It's one of these kind of clear labels that it just has kind of the floating text on the front of it. And for an old dude like me, I find it a little hard to read. But I took a photo and I'm going to put it on mybigfatbloodymary.com and you can see the ingredients. I don't know if you and I are going to be able to
see the ingredients, but I know sure as shit. There's garlic in this mix.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, I love garlic. I have no problem with this. This is fucking delicious. Do you like it?
I do.
You've tried it? Yeah, definitely very garlic forward, not terribly spicy. And the consistency I wouldn't call it thick. I wouldn't call it thin. I would call it
pulpy.
Pulpy. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, it's really good.
Ooh, yeah, wow. Mm. What a 1-2 punch, that jerky and then this garlic.
Yeah.
That's good.
How you living, Biggie Smalls? Life is good. I'm getting these chunks of, is it tomato or garlic? Very garlic forward, and that is not a problem for me. I love it.
Me either.
If you're somebody who doesn't like garlic, you're going to hate this.
Yeah, yeah. No, this is off the table.
It's really.
But you want to talk about, I mean, fresh. I mean, it is, mm-hmm. I mean, picking up these little chunks of tomato.
Yep.
And knowing that they were, you know, these are tomatoes right at their peak in August when they're coming in hot.
Yeah, yeah, coming in hot.
And, you really taste the difference.
This is a super high-end mix. There's no doubt. It's small batch. It's locally sourced. It's organic, if that's important to you. And it is delicious. There's no question about it. I do love this mix. It's very savory. The sodium level is 550 milligrams, which is not too bad.
Terrible.
Not too bad.
Not bad.
But you know what I bet would really kind of clear the palate?
I'm from Wisconsin, Greg. Where the hell is my beer chaser?
Oh, I know where you're heading.
Yeah,
little chaser?
A little chaser.
What have you got?
Well, here's the thing.
Old school.
Last week, I bought a 15-pack of Blatz, and it was a big hit over the holidays. It was, but I still got a few left. So, how about we have a little Blatz beer?
That sounds perfect.
Yeah.
But this mix is so fresh.
It is.
It's got the, you know, little bits in there. You really have to kind of open your mouth and kind of pour it in. Pour it in the hole and kind of chew, kind of work through all everything that's in there. It's really good.
I know. I love this stuff, really. And we still have two more iterations to work through.
But.
So far, so good.
Miranda.
Yeah. She's awesome, by the way.
She runs the company.
Yep.
Says, no, not vodka. Bourbon.
Oh, that's right. She's a bourbon gal. Which, you know, I don't want to stereotype. Here I go, though. So I have this little band, and my guitar player, John, is fucking amazing. I don't know why he bothers to play with me, but he does. And he has a term called whiskey face. Mm. So, yeah, you're hanging out with your gal, and you're enjoying a nice bourbon, and she'll say, wow, can I try that? And it seems inevitable that this face comes, like, oh.
I know what you're talking about.
The whiskey face. Like, they want to try it, but they just, not a big fan. But I like that Miranda is bourbon forward. So our next flavor that we're going to do in honor of Miranda is going to be with some bourbon. Technically it's a whiskey. It's a Canadian whiskey we're going to have.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
So we'll have nice things to say because we're drinking Canadian whiskey.
Right. We're going to be very polite.
Very polite.
Yeah. We might be at university or at hospital. Who knows? But yeah, again, Miranda, I think you're awesome, but I think you got to work on this label, man. I really have cataracts. I can't read this. So this is the Bloody Mary, Bloody Vampire Slayer Extra Spicy. So we're going to take it up a notch if you're ready, Mike.
Awesome. Are you ready? Lay on some spice. That sounds great.
And we're going to throw some whiskey in there.
Okay.
Go ahead. I'm going out to happy hour today, Mike.
Are you really?
Yeah, I got to get out more.
Where are you heading?
I don't know. I haven't decided yet. It might be Dell's Bar, but it might not. You know? Ladies' choice.
I was at a friend's house drinking bourbon and playing poker last night.
Oh.
Are you a poker player?
You know, it's funny. I was as a kid. I loved it. I had a whole like a customized set of poker chips and some really high-end cards. And I always was trying to get my family to play poker with me. But I haven't really played it a whole lot lately. I've done the, if I'm in Vegas, I might play it a little bit. But, right. But I know you're like a regular.
Fairly regular. I'm trying to get back into it. You know, the kids are grown and, you know, and my youngest son, he loves playing. So he's kind of joined my, I've had this group for years. I mean, 20 plus we have been gotten together. When the kids were really little, we had a back building to our house, and that was called The Shed. And the neighborhood dads...
In French, that would be Le Shed.
That's right.
Yeah.
Neighborhood dads would come by. We'd start at like 8 or 9. You know, the kids had to be to bed. The dads would show up with the baby monitor still on their belt,
Oh, my God.
So they could kind of hear what was going on. But yeah, and we would play poker.
I remember those days well. Yeah. I kind of miss them, to be honest. It's fun to be a bachelor rock star, but I also get very nostalgic about those days of having the young infants and kids. We haven't really talked about this, but we also have a rim salt or a spice. You know, Sundry Mornings has this spice, and you probably notice I anointed your glass with a bit of this and some lime juice. And what do you think of that?
It's good. It's good.
Yeah. So that's a really nice, it almost has kind of a, I want to say bacon type flavor to it on the rim salt. Right. Yeah. But good stuff. Good stuff, too. I'm kind of getting behind.
The older I get, the more I'm moving away from rim salt, though.
Hmm.
That was the one thing in the Crown. There is a horrible scene of someone having a stroke.
Oh no!
And I woke up the next morning. I told my wife, "I do not ever want to have a stroke."
That I don't either. So awful. I want to die quickly, and I don't want to have a stroke and then just be kind of half there or whatever.
That's that joke. I want to die like my grandpa did. He died in his sleep, not screaming like the other people in the car.
In the car, exactly. My buddy, I've run a bunch of marathons, and I got one coming up here in April. But my good friend Rob said, "I want to die on a marathon course." And then he quickly updated. He says, "No, I want to die across the finish line. I want to finish
the race."
And I got another friend, Dave Rice, who he doesn't listen to this. He's too cool, you know. I don't think he.
I know Dave, and he is too cool.
He is fucking. He and I have a deal. And this was probably not a smart thing, but he used to come over and we'd sing old country songs, right? We'd butcher them. And we have a deal, he and I. If I go first, he's going to do my eulogy. Oh. Which I hope I go first, because I've heard him do a eulogy, and he is amazing. But if he goes first, I have to sing a Johnny Cash song.
Did he pick one out?
Yes. Oh. I still miss someone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yep, yeah. He loves that song, and boy, does he love his wife. But I don't know where... I was going with
that. I don't know where the hell you're going.
Let's just fucking move on. So now we've got the spicy one. Did you try it yet? I haven't even tried it yet.
It's not terribly spicy. It's got some kick to it.
Okay,
but
good.
It should.
It should.
Miranda, I love the floaties you got in here. Some people off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just like, it's liquid. It needs to be liquid. I like chewing on the bits.
I do too. I know some people don't, and that's not your market, I guess. Uh-huh. But this is very similar to the first one. It's very garlic forward.
Yep.
But it does have that little bit of extra kick, kind of at the end, right?
At the end, it sneaks up on you.
Right.
You think this is spicy? This isn't spicy, and they're like, "Oh, hello, here it comes."
Mm-hmm. Yeah. maybe a little hit of Blatt's beer. That's a working man's beer, isn't
that
it?
That is.
You know, I don't know where the fuck it's brewed now, but it used to be brewed right here in La Crosse, and it was kind of like old-style Blatt's and Special Export. Those were kind of the, you know, well, the trinity.
The trifecta of local beers. Trifecta of weekend custody for dads across the country.
Right. I may have vomited Blatt's beer all over Carmen's... bathroom in high school. No comment beyond that.
No.
But it's not bad. It's not bad. I'm kind of liking it.
Yeah, I'm starting to rediscover. You know, we went with the IPA and the microbrew. Mm-hmm. And,
yeah.
And there's something about, like, this. I bought the Miller High Life, the champagne of beers.
Quality brews since 1855. Miller stands clear. Yeah.
And, I just thought it was fantastic. I love Pabst Blue Ribbon, too. They've been writing out an award since that they won in 1856. I mean, that's a long time hanging your hat on.
And they've become hip now. You know, like the punk folks, like that's the beer they want to drink. Because it's ironically, I think, they don't want to look pretentious, but it's also like not cool to drink good beer to the punk set. I don't know.
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, it just seems like that's kind of a thing in the community. And I'm plugged into a few people. God, I love this mix. I really, really love this mix.
We have no idea what's in it because we can't read this label, but
I can't read it.
Very good.
I cannot. But I know, after talking to Miranda, I know everything in here is thoughtfully added and locally sourced. And I feel good drinking it. I do. Plus, I've got vodka and bourbon and all that stuff in it.
I almost forgot. It's like, wow, the bourbon. Is a whole other ball game there.
Yeah, it is. I almost feel like it opens up the flavors a little more.
I think it accentuates that garlic better than the vodka.
Yeah, yeah. And,
Field Notes, you know, we love you. I mean,
we sure do. We sure do. And, I got to take my hat off to Christian. He's kind of our connection to that company. I am absolutely loving this mix and mixing it with whiskey. Love it. That's the way to go.
Miranda, you were absolutely right.
Yeah.
And you know what? You made it. You developed it. And we should have just listened to you in the first place. But
again, we're both blind and old, and so we can't read the entire label. But we also have Smoke on the Bayou. And we're going to try this. We'll throw it over the top of what we've got. And I guess with a nod to Miranda, we'll put a little bit more bourbon. I'll probably be worthless after this show. Smoky and spicy. That's how they describe it. And that font is just big enough where I can read both of those words. And, you know, the consistency, I feel like this one looks maybe a little thicker.
Are you sure this isn't the spicy one?
Well, it's smoky and spicy is how it is described.
Okay, wow, that is spicy.
It's definitely got a fresh, I'm just smelling it right now.
Mm. Oh, but
it's got a fresh tomato. All right, I haven't taken drink it. No. Okay, go ahead. Oh, my goodness. It reminds me of beef jerky, smoky flavor. It's like drinking a stick of beef jerky. I love it.
Yeah, wow, Miranda, that is good stuff.
Yeah. man, oh man. This is one, me likey. This is one. Okay, well, let's get to the question, Mike. It's a high-end mix, and it goes for like $20 a bottle. You know, it's a
quart. Big bottle, though.
It's a bit, yeah. It's a full quart, for sure. Ooh, wow, that is kind of spicy. Once it sets in, you know, it sets up shop in your
right, yeah.
your palate. It is wow. How about a little blast? It actually made me pause before I could ask you the question, the money shot. Mike Scott, $20, would you buy it?
I am definitely buying it. I'm at a farmer's market in Pennsylvania, and I see this stuff.
Yep.
It is.
Yeah.
It is so fresh.
Yeah.
And well-crafted, and, you know, if you don't like the little chunks...
Mm-hmm.
This is not a mix for you.
Might not be your thing. Yeah.
I like that, you know, you got a little something to gnaw on.
Yeah. So you'd buy it, or you'd pay $20
absolutely.
For a quart of this?
Yeah, absolutely. Miranda, this is really good stuff.
Yep. I'm with you. I sometimes we disagree, but this time I totally agree with you. All three of them. The original... The extra spicy, and frankly, the smoky is more spicy than the spicy. Okay, so I think we've held our listeners long enough, and we don't have Lynn Miller, but Big Liquor, we recorded a few songs, and I'm just going to drop another one from our practice. So,
and you know, if you're local, get to Leon Leona's next week.
Man,
great venue, fantastic venue.
Yeah,
and get those T-shirts and
they'll be available by I think about June 5th. We'll have those that'll be on BigLiquorBand.com by June 5th. So,
awesome.
Without any further ado, thank you, Mike, and thank you, Miranda. And we'll see you next week, man.
Sounds good.
nothing going on next Sunday either. See you then for another Big Fat.